Jesus said, I have overcome the world. Devil will not make you to realize that part. It won't remind you of that part. After this message today, I want to see somebody walking around in victory. I want to see somebody walking around as if there is no trouble in your life. I want to see somebody walking around as if he or she is in control. Hallelujah. Yeah. After today, I don't want you to be walking around as if the load of your body is on your shoulder. If it's on your shoulder, it's on your boss's shoulder. It is on your co-staff's shoulder. It's on your neighbor's shoulder. It's on everybody's shoulder. You are not better than them. You are not different than them. The only thing that makes a difference in your life is Jesus. And what has Jesus said? Jesus said, I have overcome the world.
Welcome to Trumpet Media Podcast with James Taiwo, encouraging people to faithfully serve God and motivating them to live fulfilled lives on earth. Get James Taiwo's books and subscribe to his articles at jamestaiwo.com. That's James, T-A-I-W-O.com.
The title of the message today is Unexpected Jesus. Unexpected Jesus. What is your stand? Unexpected Jesus. Unexpected in the sense that there is no announcement. There is no preparation. Unexpected Jesus. Matthew chapter 24. Let's read from verse 1. Let's go. Then Jesus went out and departed from the temple, and his disciples came up to show him the buildings of the temple. And Jesus said to them, do you not see all these things? Assuredly, I say to you, not one stone shall be left here upon another that shall not be thrown down. Verse 3. Now, as he sat on the Mount of Olives, the disciples came to him privately, saying, tell us, when will be the sign of your coming and of the end of the age? And Jesus answered and said to them, take heed that no one deceives you. For many will come in my name, saying, I am the Christ, and will deceive many. And you will hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you are not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is yet to come. Verse 7. For nations will rise against nations, a kingdom against kingdom, and there will be famines, pestilences, and earthquake, and various in various places. All these are the beginnings of sorrow. Verse 9. Then they will deliver you up to tribulation and kill you, and you will be hated by all nations for my name's sake. Amen. Verse 10, let's read. And then many will be offended, will betraying one another, and will hate one another. 11. Then many prophets will rise up and deceive many, and because lawlessness will abound, the love of many will grow cold. 13. But he who endures to the end shall be saved. Verse 14. And this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in all the world as a witness to all the nations, and then the end will come. Amen. Yeah. In this book of Matthew chapter 24, Jesus Christ was telling his disciples what will signify end time. What will signify end time. What will signify end time. End time in the sense that when the end will come. When the end will come. And there are a few things that Jesus mentioned here in Matthew chapter 24. Now, from as we have read together, I want somebody to tell me one by one those things that we have mentioned, that we read, that will be the signs of end time, one by one. Yes?
Nations
will rise against nations. Yes? There will be fake prophets. People that will be saying, thus says the Lord, when God has not said. Nations against nations, meaning there will be war, either trade war or physical battle. Yes, what else?
Increase in the saints.
There will be earthquake, there will be pestilence.
Increase in the saints.
There will be
increase in the saints. Saints will be rampant.
There will be sin. Sin will be rampant. Yes.
Betrayal.
There will be betrayal. Hallelujah. Yes.
Many will grow cold.
Competitions. Love of many will grow cold. Amen? Now, all these things that Jesus said, are they happening in our days?
Yes.
They are happening in our days. Telling us that we are at the end time. Okay? Out of all that we have mentioned today, I'm going to lay an emphasis on just one. Okay? Not the war that people are, nations are rising against nations. Not the pestilences, not the earthquake. But the one that concerns us with the believers is what I'm focusing on today. And what are those things that Jesus said? There will be betrayers. Brethren will betray each other. Brothers and sisters in Christ, they will betray each other. That is one. And that is not even where I want to focus. The area where I want to focus is that there will be persecution of saints. Amen? There will be persecution of saints. Remember, we said there are a few things that we need to watch out for. Out of them, there will be war, there will be battles, there will be natural disasters. Okay? There will be tribulations here and there. Things that will be happening to unbelievers also. Things that will be happening on a global scale. World wars, atomic war. Okay? But the one that concerns us, the believer, there will be persecution of saints. Amen. Why are we talking about this? The reason why we are talking about this is for you to be aware. Once you are aware of what is happening around you, you will not be carried away. The part that scares me most is Matthew 24, verse 22. Let us read together, verse 22. And unless those days were shortened, no flesh will be saved. But for the elect's sake, those days will be shortened. Who said that? Who said this word? He said, unless the day becomes shortened, unless you fast forward the clock so that the time can go quick, he said, no flesh, that is no human being, no Holy Ghost post Christian, no sanctimonious brother or sister, no bishop or pope, no born again Christian will be able to stand. He is going to backslide. She is going to backslide unless the day is shortened. That is, the affliction will be so much that many people will turn their back. I said, you know what? It's not worth it. And don't forget, I mentioned something the other time. One secret weapon that the devil uses is that he puts forgetfulness in our mind. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I want to ask you a question. Anybody, do you know anybody, either your neighbor, your close relatives, or your distant relative at work? Do you know anybody? I'm asking you an honest question. Do you know anybody? Okay, I'm asking again. Do you know anybody that does not have an issue? Do you know anybody that does not have an issue? Or maybe you don't understand the issue. That does not have a problem. Do you know anybody? Do you know anybody? Answer me now. But do you know what the devil is making you to feel? He's making you to feel like you are the only one who has a problem. See, devil doesn't have two horns like they put it in the picture. Devil does not have two horns. Devil is not scary. Devil is only cunning. If devil is so powerful, he wouldn't have come in that subtle way to deceive Adam. Do you remember? If devil was a powerful man or a powerful being, he would have forced them to commit sin against God. But you know, he couldn't do that. He only manipulated them so that they could listen to him. He's still using the same strategy today. Devil making you to believe that you are the only one who has a problem in the world is a lie. Look around. I want you to look around. Look left and right. Everybody you are looking at has an issue, including me that is holding the microphone. Everybody has an issue. You know the difference? The difference is how we behave when we are being tested. And the question I ask you today is this. What has been your reaction if you are going through it right now? If you are not going through it right now, it's coming. What will be your reaction when it comes? Jesus Christ said, in this world, you will have tribulations. He said what after that? Be of good cheer. I have what? I have overcome the world. Be of good cheer. I have done what? Answer me now. I have overcome the world. I'm talking to somebody today. This is a message God is sending to you today. And I don't know who that message is meant for. Honestly, I don't know. All what I know is that I am one of those people. Jesus said, I have overcome the world. Devil will not make you to realize that part. It won't remind you of that part. The only part will make you to realize is the side of tribulation. Hallelujah. After this message today, I want to see somebody walking around in victory. I want to see somebody walking around as if there is no trouble in your life. I want to see somebody walking around as if he or she is in command, is in control. Hallelujah.
Amen.
After today, I don't want you to be walking around as if the load of the whole world is on your shoulder. If it's on your shoulder, it's on your boss's shoulder. It is on your co-staff's shoulder. It's on your neighbor's shoulder. It's on everybody's shoulder. You are not better than them. You are not different than them. The only thing that makes a difference in your life is Jesus. And what does Jesus say? Jesus said, I have overcome the world.
This message will continue shortly. Let me quickly remind you to subscribe to Trumpet Media Podcast with James Tywell on iTunes and other outlets. Remember to review and rate us very high in the store. Visit jamestywell.com to subscribe for free articles and download books. Continue to enjoy the message.
I am re-emphasizing it. Whatsoever that seems like a mountain before you today, it shall pass.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Somebody say, it shall pass.
It shall pass.
Say, this too shall pass.
This too shall pass.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The word of God says, once I was born, now I am whole. I have never seen the righteous forsaken, neither his children begging for bread. He said, young lions lack and suffer. They suffer hunger. But those who trust in the Lord shall not lack any good things. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I'm reminding you of something. Will you allow what you see today to take your Jesus away from you, to take your testimony away from you? When that moment comes to your life and you are saying, God, why me? Why me? What will be your next action? What will be your next action? Are you going to take a drastic decision and turn back from God? I'm asking you a question. Are you going to withdraw your love for God?
No.
If God alone has refused to answer my prayer, though that he has answered, they are good enough testimony for me. Who knew I can be where I am today? Jesus Christ said, in this world you will have tribulations, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Please, never forget, there is always a moment in everybody's life that you will be crying in flesh. There will always be a time that you will be crying and agonizing in flesh. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
To bring this to a conclusion this morning, what should you do when a moment of persecution arises in your life? Do what Jesus did. Do you know that what Jesus was telling us, he also went through it? Amen? Judas betrayed Jesus, right?
Yeah.
Jesus got to the point that he was begging Peter and his other friend to be praying for him. True of us? Is Jesus a son of God? Did he live in heaven before? Does Jesus have supernatural power? Why was he asking Peter and John and others to be praying for him? He was heavy in the spirit. So please, we are not telling you something that is impossible. You are going to pass through that time. It's going to be rough and tough for you. Okay? But say it after me. These two shall pass.
These two shall pass.
These two shall pass.
These two shall pass.
Amen.
Amen.
Jesus resurrected. That resurrection. spiritual power, there is still nobody that is able to beat it. Do you understand me?
Yes.
Even people that observe religions, people that are not Christians, there are people that they take their religion seriously, even more than we Christians. But there is still nobody that is able to come with a story of resurrection except Jesus. And that is the difference. Jesus said, I have overcome. No matter what you are going through, Jesus said what? I have overcome. Whatever you are going through, Jesus said, I have overcome. And these two shall pass. And you will still sound strong and you will still be serving the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Lastly, our mothers, when they carry a baby, we are expecting a baby, right? And when we deliver the baby, we see the mother, we see the child. Hallelujah.
Amen.
What you are going through is going to give back to something great in your life.
Yeah.
Answer me very well. Say amen very well.
Yeah.
Your experience is going to give back to something great.
Yeah.
I am telling you, people of the Lord, the Lord will not allow anything to come down. If it comes to you, that means you are on a high level with God. That is why God allows it. Anything that will beat your faith, the Lord will never allow it to come to you.
Amen.
If it comes to you, that means you are in higher standard with God. The Lord holds you with high esteem. That's why he allows it. Because after that stage passes, great things is going to come out of you.
Amen.
So people of the Lord, this is not the time. I don't know who this message is meant for. But this is not the time that you turn back. It is the time that you prove your faithfulness to God. What did Job say? He said, after he tried me, I shall come forth like gold. After he has tested me, after he has fried me with fire, I will come forth like gold. We all know gold. Gold is never meant to come out except he has passed through fire. Nothing shines except he has passed through fire. So now begin to verbalize what you have had today and begin to say it in faith that, you know what? I am going to stand and I'm going to become a testimony to God. Begin to say that with your mouth. And you will now have the Lord to give you the strength to stand in faith. I receive the strength and grace to stand still, stand firm, and stand in control. Because the Spirit of the living God is upon me. I am going to serve the Lord, come rain, come shine. I receive the grace to stand irrespective of any persecution, attack, manipulation, oppression, depression, accusation, whatsoever the devil might be holding against me. I receive the grace of the Lord to stand and not be moved. I receive the anointing of the Lord to stand steadfast and not be shifted. In the mighty name of Jesus, I am making a new dedication, declaration before the Lord. I shall serve the Lord. I will not be tired of serving the Lord. I will not be feeble. I will not even refuse my efforts in the presence of the Lord. I will serve the Lord no matter what comes my way. I will serve the Lord no matter what situations around me. I will serve the Lord no matter the circumstance in my life. I will serve the Lord in the morning. I will serve the Lord in the afternoon. I will serve the Lord in the evening. I will serve the Lord on my bed. I will serve the Lord in my shower. I will serve the Lord in my family. I will serve the Lord to people outside. I will serve the Lord in anywhere I find myself. I shall hold my faith unto the end. I shall not look back. I shall not give up. I shall be a child of the Lord unto the end. I shall not deny my faith. I shall be steadfast in the faith of my Lord Jesus. And this is my testimony. And I will testify to the goodness of the Lord. My life shall become a living testimony to the glory of the living God. And this is our heritage. In Jesus' mighty name I pray. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. I
am decided to follow Jesus. No turning back, no turning back.
I'm decided. Hold the person beside you. I begin to pray for the person that the Lord will increase the faith of this person. The Lord will increase the faith of this person. The Lord will increase the faith of this person. The Lord will minister grace. We minister strength. We minister courage unto this person. The Lord will multiply his strength. The Lord will multiply his grace. The Lord will multiply his favor. The Lord will multiply his goodness. The Lord will multiply his strength. He will multiply his anointing. He will multiply his faith. He will multiply his inner strength. He will multiply his focus. He will multiply his ability. In the Lord, his faith shall be stronger, his men shall be established, he shall remain focused, he shall serve the Lord, she shall serve the Lord, unto the Him, in the name of Jesus, in Jesus' name we pray. You can use the name, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus, in as much the spirit of life, in as much the breath of life is still in us, we declare to you that we shall serve you.
Yes.
Father, in as much your spirit is still living in us, in as much they still refer to us as human being, in as much they still call us a living being, we choose that we shall continue to serve you.
Yes.
We are rededicating it and rededicating our lives and recommitting ourselves unto you, that it does not matter what comes our way, we shall serve you.
Amen.
We receive the strength, we receive the grace, we receive the power of the Holy Spirit to do so in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
We command you, Satan, get lost.
Amen.
Get lost from our situation.
Amen.
Get lost from our life.
Amen.
Get lost from our resources.
Amen.
Get lost from our family.
Amen.
Get lost from our jobs. Get lost from our spiritual life. Get lost in our mind. Get lost from everything that has to do with us. We decree that our life is an Holy Ghost zone, untouchable zone, impenetrable wall, where the Lord reigns, where the power of the Lord rules. For we are more than conquerors by He that loves us. Jesus will renew our strength in you.
Amen.
And we promise to serve you forever.
Amen.
Even when we die, we resurrect again, we continue to serve you.
Amen.
In Jesus' mighty name we are praying.
Amen.
Put your hands together for Jesus Christ.
Hope you enjoyed this message by James Taiwo. Subscribe to this podcast to stay informed of every new episode. Trumpet Media is the media arm of World Outreach Evangelical Ministry. If you live in New York City area, consider to join our worship service on Sunday at 10 a.m. We are located at 3721 Rockaway Beach Boulevard, Far Rockaway, New York 11691. Learn more about us at woem.org.